Dis hou my dop, ja, wat hou ons dop? Die wêreld van ons mense met gestremthede en hoe ons insluit word binne die breë gemeenskap. Want eintlik is ons tog nie 'n aparte gemeenskap op ons eie nie. Ons wil graag deel wees van die breë gemeenskap, maar ons het altyd daar ons en julle en ons en hulle. Ons hou mekaar op afstand, ons is onseker en baie keer dan projekteer ons ons onsekerheid op mekaar af, want ons weet nie eintlik hoe om dit te hanteer nie. En as ons net 'n bietjie inligting kry, en in 'n vorige program het ek 'n reeks programmetjies nou al gedoen wat ek gesels met Dr. Emma McKinney en ons sy hoor hoe sê sy wat is haar lewe wêreld as 'n persoon met 'n gestremdheid, as 'n opvoedkundige en wat ook 'n mamma is met 'n kind met 'n gestremdheid en wat is haar sienings oor die verantwoordelikheid neem vir hierdie saak. Dr. McKinney, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Eens moet iemand tot die punt kom en sê ek moet nou my verantwoordelikheid vat en ek moet nou aanvaar. Aanvaarding is nie maklik nie, want die gemeenskap maak dit vir ons nie maklik nie. En ouers, kom ons kyk hierdie ouers. Kry die skok, het in 'n vorige program gesê, skok, en nou moet ons aanvaar dat ons kind is normaal. Hy het net sekere limitations. Wat sê jy vir ons oor daardie limitation issue wat so in die wetgewing en oral voor die dag kom?
Yeah, and it's so tricky because also as a mommy, we often try to bubble wrap our children because we know the world out there is a really tough place and they don't understand our children. And as you said, they label them as, oh, they can't do this, then negative. I mean, you think about the terminology, the words we use, deaf and dumb.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah, the simple ian. All of those negative words, no, it's just a joke, but it's not a joke. And it's really, it's personal. It as a mommy and as a child, it these are words that really, really have a deep impact on us.
Daai ou moet nie gehoor apparaat. Of daai ou en die meisie in die rolstoel.
Ja,
jy weet, ons verwys hoe daai.
Ja.
Daardie.
As 'n naam, ja.
En dit moet ons afbreek. En wat is jou boodskap aan die onderwysers wat nou luister vandag? As 'n persoon met 'n gestremdheid, wat moet hulle nie doen nie of doen?
Yeah, well, the big thing is children look up to their teachers. So if the teachers have a bad attitude towards children's disability, that's going to filter down. They look up to their teachers as role models. So the duty and responsibility that you have to make sure that the words you use and how you say them are crucial and make sure that you get the correct terminology. So when in doubt, ask. If you're not sure what word do I use, what term do I use, find out from disability organizations who have the up-to-date information as well.
Absolutely.
Because words are so important.
Yeah, the perceptions. And you referred to a few of them earlier.
Yeah.
It's so tragic that it still happens.
Yeah.
But parents must reach out to each other. You said it previously in one of the previous programs. But how do you feel the family dynamics? Mm. Do you think enough attention has been paid to that in terms of the impact where you have children that are so-called non-disabled and disabled children in a family situation? Do you think there's enough research, there's enough information available, or brings us back to the issue of support groups?
It's vital. We do need more research, specifically in our South African context, because our situation is so different from what's happening in America, what's happening in the UK. Our dynamics, I mean, if you look at the other pressures that families are going through, so many single moms trying to raise large families. And as I spoke about a couple of weeks ago, just in terms of the impact of having a disabled child on the relationship between parents, moms are often having to focus on their children with disabilities, and sometimes less attention gets paid to the partner or to the other children without disabilities, as you were saying. So it's looking at supporting the parents or the mom to be able to support the rest of the family as well, because how the mom treats the child as well as the other children as well will have a direct impact on the relationship between brothers and sisters of children with disabilities as well.
Wat maak jou kwaad as 'n ouer?
Bubble wrapping. I get really sad when I see, because I've also been a teacher in special schools and in mainstream schools, you can see those children who are bubble wrapped. I'm talking about children with disabilities. And then they come in and they're just so open to being bullied. Oh, you're the one who's mommy. You can't sort out your own problems. You need your mommy to step in. And so we really need to give our children some independence and give them some coping strategies and skills. So at the home, in a non-threatening environment, so that they actually know this is me. This is my disability. I'm okay with my own disability, because until the children are okay with that, when they come to school, they're going to get bullied and teased, and they need to give them the confidence to say, I'm okay with who I am.
That deal with disclosure. Next program, we're going to finish our discussions, and then we deal with disclosure.
Yeah.
Because that is the most important thing, actually, when and where to disclose. But to make sure that a child is well-placed, correct support in the school situation, the teachers are sensitized. The parents understand the limitations of their child.
Yeah. Realistic expectations.
En dink jy, daar soms nog maar 'n groot uitdaging, omdat ons so 'n normale, sogenaamde wêreld leef, dat daai limitations moeilik is om te aanvaar. Dink jy so, difficult to accept that limitations?
Yes, I do, but again it comes back to lack of support and a lack of knowledge and deep concern for their children's well-being. Yeah. And what's going to happen to my children? Are they going to finish school? Are they going to get through the additional pressure and stress?
Yeah.
And also, we don't have many role models of people with disabilities saying, wow, look, my child can do this. If he can do it, I can do it too.
Ja, hier is Dr. Emma McKinney. Sy is 'n persoon met 'n gestremdheid en sy skool. Sy is ook 'n dokter. En sy het ook 'n rolmodel wat sy dan kan voer. En ons sien nie altyd daai rolmodelle nie. So as jy van rolmodelle weet, met wie ons 'n bietjie kan gesels, soos wat Dr. Emma McKinney ook hier is, so, kom ons kyk, wat kan ons die rolmodelle doen om hulle na vore te bring, dat die ouers ook kan vir die kinders wys en sê, maar jy kan 'n professionele persoon wees, ten spyte van die feit dat jy 'n cochleaire implanting gehad het, of ten spyte van die feit dat jy 'n gebaretaalgebruiker is, of ten spyte van die feit dat jy iemand is met 'n gehoorapparaat, of in 'n rolstoel is, of wat ook al jou gestremdheid. Die laaste saakie net, daar is oorbeklemtoning aan die minder sigbare forme van verlies wat aan die agterspieën suig deur te sê your wheelchairs and your ramps get the necessary attention but the less visible is not getting the attention. Yes or no?
Definitely not. It's all about accessible toilets, ramps, we're sorted.
Next week, dan gesels ons verder oor hierdie uitdagings en hoe kan 'n mens dan die Engels gebruik disclose. Jy net vir my jou kontak besonderhede deur, Emma?
Sure, my cell phone's 0833-479-374 and email emma@disabilityincluded.co.za.
Nou ja, nou ons gaan luister wat sê mama, wat sê 'n persoon met 'n gestremdheid self. Ons gesels verder volgende week met Dr. Emma McKinney oor haar leefwêreld en haar siening as 'n opvoedkundige en hoe ons mekaar kan help en hoe ons vir u kan help as ouers van kinders met gestremthede. My e-pos is fani.dt@mweb.co.za. Ons gesels volgende week verder.